Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I am so excited for our next guest. This gentleman is a personal trainer, and I have actually trained with him. He is a retired NFL and CFL football player. He is the founder of the Dwayne Butler Football Academy. He's the head fitness trainer, nutrition and fit and football consultant at Niagara Academy of Sports. And he's been there since 2012. And he is a medical exercise specialist, weight management consultant, sports athletic trainer, and Total Health Link at the Total Health Link Clinic. He's a certified personal trainer and health and fitness level one trainer. Please welcome to our day, our interview, none other than Mr. Dwayne Butler. Dwayne, how are you?
Well, thank you, Suzanne. I'm doing very well. Thank you for that introduction. That was just absolutely awesome.
Oh, well, you know what? You know, I am so excited to talk to you. And I think one of the reasons is you are one of those trainers that totally walk your talk. You know, you are every aspect of health, nutrition, exercise that if you're looking for an elite trainer that you're looking for. So it's going to be fun to get into your brain and ask you a few questions.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. You know, just before we get going, if you could just take a moment and tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, and how you got to this point as a personal trainer and a coach for, you know, you coach football, tennis athletes. Like, how did you get there?
Absolutely, no problem. Don't mind doing that at all. You know, I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and growing up there, I was always have participated in sports along with a lot of other outdoor activities. So I think because of that, the progression naturally was for me to try and enter, you know, the NCAA. You know, so upon doing that, you know, I was forwarded an opportunity to actually play professional sports, you know, and from there I think that it just kind of became a lifestyle for me, you know, to train and coach and be coached, you know, because a lot of times in the latter part of your career, you end up coaching other individuals, you know, whether, you know, it's demanded of you or not. It just kind of happens naturally. So, you know, at the same time in my professional career, I've always done, you know, some sort of coaching, whether or not it was some peers on my same level or youth. So I think through that transition, after retiring and transitioning into, you know, the second career, I just continued to do what I love, which is coaching, and that's kind of what has me here today.
Oh, you know, it's such a blessing to be able to do what you love. So let's talk a little bit about health and. And, you know, why I think it's so key to talk about it is I'm of the belief that most people don't really know what health is. And most people treat their health as this destination. And what I mean by that is they have a vacation, a family reunion, a class reunion, an event that they really want to look amazing for. They do the diet, they do the exercise, they get into shape, whether it be the wedding. And as soon as they hit that event and it's over, everything else stops. But in my opinion, health is a lifestyle. It's something you do every day. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, Susan. I most definitely can. And you, I do agree. I mean, sometimes, you know, everybody has their own goals. I will say, you know, as a trainer for individuals, servicing that for them, I would say that each individual can have a customized plan. But, you know, you do find a lot of times that, you know, that goal has been met and you know, there's not that drive to continue that out and carry out the lifestyle, in particular what you're talking about. You know, some individuals do kind of hit that and then they, you know, kind of level off or plateau, so to speak, is a buzzword that a lot of individuals use. But it is not always easy to just maintain what you've done. I mean, sometimes they work so hard just to get to that point, and now the point, you know, has hit its denouement. You know, now it's falling down on the other end of that mountain, and they just don't really understand that, wow, I have to actually keep doing this. You know, it's just not for everybody. I have to say maybe some athletes are a little bit more used to it, but you know, if you're just a weekend warrior or something along those lines and you're just not used to that regimen, then it's definitely something new on your plate that you have to get adjusted to carry that out as an actual lifestyle, meaning that this is something that you're going to have to plan for every single day and be able to own up to that with a consistent level of compliancy in order to maintain you know, that top peak goal look, so to speak, or that top peak goal feeling. Other than that, then everything kind of falls into the fad category where, you know, I did this and then now I'm going to go back into this platform here, which is we can relate to as a fad.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I like you, am an athlete. I've worked out all my life. And I was very much, you know, one competition to another, one track meet to another, one basketball game to another. So there was always that goal. And then when I stopped actually competing on any level, I did go through that period where it was like, well, you know, I could go to the gym, I could not, it wouldn't really matter because I didn't have a competition. And I think one of my biggest learns is that I'm required to create my competition. So for me, what keeps me going is I just create small goals every 90 days. So, you know, anybody who's following me, they know that this is the year of the six pack. Why? I don't know. But it's a goal, right? And so I think we as individuals, health is this thing that's continual. And I think it's like anything else, like business, like whatever, we're required to set these little goals that just move us forward and give us something to strive for. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I definitely think that it's difficult to once you get to a certain point, you know, kind of like the previous question was, you know, they had that goal and now they've reached it. You know, I know I'll just talk about myself in relation to the point that you just made. Just recently, there was a point that it got to where, you know, I work out so much, there was not that drive to just go work out tremendously hard, just like you said. One thing that I had to do was find another motivation and go have some fun with the lifestyle that I love. Now, one thing that I chose was to go and kickbox, which was something that I'd never done before. I mean, you know, I love watching MMA. I'm very heavily into all sports, but, you know, learning how to kickbox and things of that nature and some of the techniques, I'd never done personally before. And this gave me just the kick that I needed to go and really do some killer workouts and really take my body to where it's comfortable being and having a good time doing it. And it took a classroom environment and a new trainer that was training me. Now I am not the trainer, I am the trainee. And it took a class full of individuals that I did not know in order to get that desire back to actually work out. So that's kind of what happened for me. And I think for a lot of individuals from the service that I offer, I sometimes have to customize, you know, a new desire for them to train. Some of them have it when they come, some of them don't. So that's important.
That's a great point. And I think what you're also talking about is kind of making your fitness fun, right? I know that you've done some dance classes. I've done some dance classes. I think it's making it an adventure and doing some different things. Like recently I started doing yoga, and I was like, whose body moves like that? Well, mine kind of does right now. But when I first started, it was a challenge. I think it's we get caught in that routine, and what you're saying is it's mix it up, do different things. Do things for different seasons. Well, I love it.
Most definitely, and especially so that you as the individual are happy. Because just like we mentioned, having this as a lifestyle, you have to definitely be happy. I mean, you can't go jogging when you're not into jogging, and your girlfriend wants to go jogging, but you're not really into it, so you're forcing yourself to do it. I would say you only live once, and go do something that you really, really want to do.
Okay, so first point from Mr. Dwayne Butler is, as far as exercise goes, do something that you really want to do. Don't do something that you think you have to do. And that really rolls into my next question, because my next question is, what makes a good exercise plan that gives you what we're calling total fitness? And so let's start with that, then I'll ask you my next question. So what makes a great exercise plan?
Well, great question there, Suzanne. In my opinion, what makes a great exercise plan is an activity that raises your heart level, burns some fat off of your body, and ultimately leaves your shirt soaking wet. Without getting scientifical and telling you a bunch of different types of exercises, you can simply go to happy hour and find a corner and dance a hole in the floor and walk out of there with your shirt wet, and I would most definitely consider that as a good workout.
I love it. I love it. So as long as I'm moving and I raise my heart rate and I break a sweat, I'm doing a workout.
Most definitely. I mean, to get a little bit more technical about it, I mean, you want to have an aerobic workout. You can't have an anaerobic workout, but preferably an aerobic workout that you're getting some oxygen, to your muscles, and you are moving, you're staying flexible. This, in my opinion, is what constitutes as a good work. Now, if you're going to do something anaerobic, more so if you're in the gym, got your headphones on, and you're moseying around to this machine and that bench and things of that nature, I would say up that level, up that game a little bit, and make sure you're not resting. If you're going to go bench press and then walk around for 2 minutes and then go do some curls, I mean, I'm not sure if you're going to leave out of the facility with your shirt wet, but if you go do that bench press and then you jog over and do your curls and then you run up the steps a little bit or maybe get on a bike for 2 minutes and come right back down and do that whole circuit all over again, now you're consistently moving. Okay, you can use the buzzword cross training, but you just never want to stabilize your body for too much as to where your heart rate is not rising. You need to take at least 30 minutes to get this action going. Don't work out under 30 minutes. The clock doesn't start until that 30-minute mark hits. Then you can really start working on yourself internally.
Okay, so one of the things that I've worked out with you before, and a lot of the workouts I've done is we're out on the grass, doing a bunch of different things, and I think what's really cool about that is that people look at workouts as going to the gym and doing certain things, but I've done strength training, stretching, cardio. And some stuff that I don't even understand. working out with you, right? And we've touched all sorts of different things. And I've broken a sweat. I have some choice words in my mind for you because I'm feeling it. But it's not anything conventional. And I think the point I want to make is that what you're actually saying is you've got to, you know, do some strength training, you got to do some cardio, you got to do something with flexibility, and you got to keep moving, and you got to get your heart rate up, and it's about 30 minutes, and you're good to go.
Most definitely, and you know, it all kind of starts with the core, you know, and a lot of individuals, you just can't hit what you need with some of the conventional exercise machines in a gym. You know, I'm pretty old-fashioned when it comes to that. I watch a lot of nature movies, and I like a lot of historical movies where, you know, you got individuals running around on the plains and you know, in the forest and just kind of living off the land. You know, I find that even when I watch these movies, you see how the physical specimens are on the show, and you I'm just wowed because everybody kind of looks like an athlete, but they're not doing nothing but going to chop some wood or bringing back a whole stringer of fish or, you know, maybe carrying some rocks from here to there. And that's kind of how it works with me with my philosophy sometimes. I can take your own body weight, which is what they were using at a lot of the times, and then sometimes when they, you know, had to pick up a product or a material, you would have a little weight there, just like when the women would carry something on their heads and walk for long distances. But, you know, you can take your own body, transition that into some sort of circuit, do it over and over and over again, and your workout will be probably 100 times better than anything that you would have done in the gym, and you didn't have to go anywhere. You could do that right in your backyard or as soon as you roll out of bed, and it's very, very, very effective.
You know, I'm sure there's some people listening going, shut up, really? Newsflash, right? I'm sure there's some people listening with that thought. But this is the power in that, because I know a lot of our listeners are, you know, a lot of people that joined us are high productive business people that are on the road traveling in their cars, in hotel rooms, in airports. And what you're actually saying to them is it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you have your body, and an intention to raise your heartbeat, you can create a circuit and you can work out anywhere.
Exactly. You hit the nail right on the head. And the second component of that, and is why I do that, and you alluded to that, I work with kids a lot, especially at the Niagara Academy of Sports. You know, you can also be safe with your kids when you do this. You know, so it could actually become maybe a little family event where, okay, you know, a lot of times my daughter says, Daddy, I want to go with you, or I don't want you to go. Well, okay, well, let's go in the yard and we can do this together, because mm-hmm. I weigh a whole lot more than you, so the workout's going to be a little tougher on me than it is on you. Right? But the thing about it is you could safely build up a youth that way as well, at the same time reach your goals as getting your training in as well. And if you're feeling mighty and you want to up that addy a little bit more, you can always put on a weight vest and you can most definitely get you some hardcore work building yourself up with a nice body weight circuit.
Okay. So you have just, to offer all the people that are saying, I don't have time to get to a gym, my hotel room doesn't have a gym, you just wipe that all out. They're like, no excuses right now.
Yeah, they can click on one of your videos to come and just say, okay, well, this is what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. So we've talked about the physical part, and I want to transition now and talk about nutrition. And I know you're big into nutrition, as am I. And I want to speak to those individuals who you see they doing the do in the gym, or they're doing the workout. However, once they leave that location or they're done, they go and you watch the meet, and in my mind, I'm like, ooh, you just undid that workout. So how does nutrition play into actually seeing your results? from the workout?
You know what? That is a very, very, very powerful question there, Suzanne, because it is probably one of the most important factors in what you have just done. You know, you've spent this hour or so training yourself. Whether or not you do it every day and it's a lifestyle for you, or whether or not you drag yourself to that gym that day and you're feeling real proud of yourself, I feel that the majority of individuals do not take advantage of that powerful 30 to 40 minutes after their workout when their body is just ready to spread more nutrients throughout their body so that they could benefit off the recovery and then see the results. Okay, so let me break that down for you, Suzanne. When you work out, it's just the beginning of it. You break your muscles down, you break your body down, okay? So when you go put something in your body after your workout is really when the results start happening because your body has to recover, and then probably maybe the next day or so, you will see what you've just done, and I find that most people don't take the time to put the proper nutrients into their body. You know, they're not ready for their carbohydrates to break down and to pass those glycogen stores into their muscles. It's just that they don't do that. And I find that it's just something that a lot of people just don't really know. And I also find that it's easier to go get yourself some ice cream and feel good about your workout.
Okay, So I think this is so important. So what you're saying is that, so I'm making sure I'm hearing it correctly, is that when I work out and I've just, you know, worked my muscles, I've broken them down, and it is actually what I put in my body that determines whether or not I'm going to grow and my muscles are going to actually create the effect and the purpose of the workout.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, when you don't feed, if you look at it like a plant, okay, now you would not water your plant with Kool-Aid at all. It just probably would not grow. It might work one time. It might even work two times, but next thing you know, you will see that your plant has absolutely no flowers on it, and it might be turning brown when it's supposed to be green, you know. And that's kind of what's happening here when some of the individuals are going to work out. It's just that you have to feed your muscle the proper food or the proper nutrients in order for it to grow. And not feeding it is not a good thing, and also feeding it the wrong thing is not a good thing. There's really only one thing to do, and that's feed it the right thing in order for you to properly maintain a good balance with your health.
Okay. So you just talked about that hour, that window after the workout. So let's say I listened to Dwayne Butler on this wonderful interview, and he said the hour after my workout, I got to fuel my body. So I get that down.
Yeah.
Is it okay for me to go eat McDonald's and all sorts of other stuff for the rest of the day?
Well, it just depends on your goal there. Okay, now if you came to me with a goal of, you know, I just want to be happy, and you are happy, then I would say, okay, I really can't say anything about you going to McDonald's. But you know, if you're coming to me and you're saying, hey man, you know, I go work out and I'm not losing any weight, and I cramp up all the time, and I have low energy, my blood sugar is all over the place, you know, I would say McDonald's is probably not a good choice for you. You may want to go put a good profile of amino acids inside your body and get you some good healthy fats, you know, and some good carbohydrates, things of that nature. So steering an individual in that scenario another direction versus McDonald's, because then you're getting into a lot of saturated fats, and I'm really not going to name off too many ingredients that they have, but unless you're going to get that McChicken salad or something, and even that might be a little shady, I'm not sure if that will be a good wise choice. You definitely want to stick with some good healthy proteins, some carbohydrates, and some really good healthy fats for your recovery.
So you're also alluding to something that's so key, and it's so key for everybody, but it's so key. I'm from the Black community. You're from the Black community, and it's so key for our community. Is you're not talking about cosmetic right now, right? So a lot of people will work out for cosmetic reasons. I want to look good on the outside, but what you're also alluding to is that if you want to adopt real health and optimal fitness, it is what you eat, right? And it is what you fuel your body with majority of the time that makes the difference.
Most definitely. And I think that I mentioned low energy or low blood sugar, but when your muscles have low glycogen in them, which is your carbohydrates, which is a synonym for energy, it's associated with decreased immune functions. So basically, the military of your body is not they're not man at arms, so they can't fight off anything, and you just don't want to have your body exposed. Just like a lot of the fitness training, a lot of stuff starts with your core, okay, which is pretty much the center of your body. We're talking about internally, okay. We got to keep our organs clean, which is a good umbrella for our immune system. We got to keep all those functioning properly just so that we can have a military inside our body to fortify forever. Not just while you're 17, 18, 19, 20. You want to keep this military intact, even late in your 50s and your 60s, because your body can do it. That's what God has given us an immune system for. We just have to take care of it. Starts with providing it what it needs internally. And I'm sure if you do that, you will have no worries about the cosmetics. The cosmetics will be there.
So my last question for you, Duane, is does working out and this and healthy eating and really just taking care of your body from the inside out, does it really affect the aging process in your opinion?
In my opinion, yes. I mean, you rejuvenate cells so many days throughout your lifetime. It's just kind of like that plant. If you're not regenerating what you're supposed to be regenerating, it just won't be green. So you want to stay green. You want to keep your body green, in the similarity of us being a plant. But the answer to your question is most definitely yes. You have to definitely keep the working out and the eating right at a certain level, unless the process will probably go a little backwards, and that's from a rejuvenation standpoint. Because even just like your hair follicles, I mean, you get to a point where you just get some new ones, right? And you would just want to make sure that you take care of those, just because you're afforded that opportunity. So you definitely want to stay on top of it and take care of it while you can.
You know, it's interesting because I'm a firm believer that, they say if you're not learning, then moving forward in your learning curve, you're not growing, you're dying, right? And I truly believe that health is the same way, that if you and I aren't taking incremental steps forward around our health every single day of our life, we're actually moving backwards. Like, there's no such thing as standing still with this health thing. So if I want healthy aging and I want to age beautifully into, you know, my 60s and 70s, what it really means is that every day I'm required to move my health forward. Because if I'm not moving it forward, I'm definitely not standing still. I'm actually sliding backwards. It's like, you know, it's like I'm, you know, standing on the escalator, standing still, while it's a down escalator, wondering why I'm not reaching the top. Well, I'm not reaching the top, so I'm not taking any steps.
You know, I agree, and that's the huge statement there about going backwards. It's just you do not want to go backwards. There's absolutely really no reason for it. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, I just found myself this year learning about coconut oil, you know, how many more ways I can use it and why it's, you know, the controversial belief of why it wasn't that good for the body or things of that nature. And, you know, it's just something that I did not know when I was 25. And that just is a testament of what you're saying. It's just, you know, you just got to keep, you got to keep learning. You know, I tell somebody that I never even ate an avocado when I was a kid. I didn't even know what it was in the store. My mom just didn't make it, right? But, you know, now I can appreciate it. You know, my family can appreciate it. So it's just things like that I think are awesome, especially when you get a good organic product of it, you know, because I'm a garden fanatic over here. So, you know, especially, you know, it just makes me enjoy it so much more, the learning curve of it, because so much stuff I'm doing now I did not do back then. Thus, my family can appreciate and probably even one-up me when they get a little older. So, you know, you're definitely right when you say that. You just got to keep learning because it's important. It's important for us to really, like I said, keep our military intact and always be ready to fight off any form of invader that comes around.
You know, that's so powerful. You know,
and aging is an invader.
Aging is an invader. I love it. I love it. So, you know, make sure your military is strong. You know, and I think, you know, one of the thoughts that I think particularly in North America that we're conditioned to believe is that as we age, we are destined to get certain challenges, right? We're destined to have issues with our sugar. We're destined to have issues with our blood pressure. We're destined to have this and that and the other. We're destined to have joint issues. I think we are so conditioned that that's just part of aging. But the reality is that's not necessarily the case, is it?
You know what? Awesome statement and story there, Suzanne. And it hits home with me because ever since I was a kid, you know, I was told, stop playing football. You're going to have bad knees. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. And quite frankly, it was in the back of my head. But, you know, I didn't know a lot of individuals with all those ailments, and I do today. And that was one reason why I actually got into nutrition so deeply because, you know, I got to a point in my career where they were right. You know, I my first two steps out of the bed were excruciating, you know, and I was still playing. And some individuals in my family were hit by the epidemic. So, you know, I figured, you know, everybody's right. What's going on? I'm destined for it, you know, and things would tell me, people would tell me certain things are hereditary, so you're just destined for it. But like you mentioned, I had to learn. And I am totally 100% opposite from what everybody said. I have absolutely no inflammation or discomfort in my body at all. Why? Because I was fortunate enough to do some research about a program that I could internally cleanse my organs, and that got the inflammation out. You know, it was as simple as that. Now, I can say it where it makes sense, but I'll tell you what, when I was, you know, at the end of my career, I didn't really understand it that cut and clear. But But to make it all simple, that's what happened. I fortified my military inside my body, which is my immune system, and that got rid of all the invaders, hence toxins and hence inflammation. Got it out of there, didn't let it come back. Now I am able to run around with kids, play basketball with high schoolers, dance all night long, you name it, just because I feel so great. So the answer to your question is yes, we're told that all the time, but I think it's important to have a coach or some sort of mentor, somebody like yourself or somebody like myself, to get people literate on what could really be, because it doesn't have to be the way somebody is saying it, especially when some of these people saying it weren't even athletes. They were just reading a book or looking at CNN. All right, can I say CNN? You might have to cut that. Edit.
I think we're going to leave that exactly the way it is. And I think you're so right. And you know, the mind that I have today creates the life that I have today. So if you are someone that is listening and your health isn't where you want it to be, it really is that it's the mind and the knowledge that you have today that's created the health you have. And as you're saying, Dwayne, when you were playing, the mind and the knowledge you had created the circumstance where you had the discomfort and you hurt when you stepped out of bed. But all it required was new knowledge, new power, and new application, a new way of living. And look at the shift. I'm the exact same story. Crashed and burned 14, 15 years ago. Elite athlete, totally crashed and burned. And it was a choice to look at nutrition. It was a choice to get back to fundamentals. And as soon as I got new knowledge and made new choices, healthy ever since, right? And I think what you're talking about is the personal responsibility for my health, your health, for our fitness, and that it's not the medical community's responsibility. You know, they deal with emergencies as far as I'm concerned. You know, things that I didn't plan for. Whoops, that happened. I got to go see them. But other than that, health is mine and your responsibility.
Yes, it is, and it is real. And I tell you what. That's why I said it's on us sometimes, especially if we're teaching others so that, they don't really go through, maybe some of the things that I went through. Maybe if I would have learned some of that, when I was a little bit younger, maybe things would have been different, maybe not. But I will say that working with so many youth and even with the clinics that I work with, that I just find that, and with the clinics, it's mostly adults, I just find that it's just very important to get a nutritional program together for an individual and have them understand it, and also understand what certain things are doing to their body. Let them know what an antioxidant is and why it's so important for them. Let them know why it's so important to have this type of protein and at this particular time, right? If it has, sugars in it or fats in it. Like, sometimes you just have to go that extra mile just to teach so that they know, just because, sometimes it's just not their fault. They just really, really, really don't know. I mean, because I tell you what, a bowl of cereal is good. It's good now. if you just get caught up on having a bowl of cereal and having a bowl of cereal, then, next thing you're 16 years old and you might be off to college here soon. And now you got, the training table and all that good stuff in front of you. And it's, you just might not have that foundation that you might need, right? Mm-hmm. If you're a youth and so is the case for some adults.
So really it is. It's about educating ourselves and providing, getting the information that will help us take responsibility for creating our own personal optimal health. So Dwayne, I know that you have brought a gift for everyone that's listening. So can you share a little bit about what your gift is and also where people can connect with you?
Yeah, most definitely, Suzanne. You can connect with me at NiagaraAcademyOfSports.ca. Again, that's NiagaraAcademyOfSports.ca. And the first 10 individuals that contact me through that website will get a free consultation from myself for 30 minutes.
I might be the first one because I'm due for another Dwayne Butler consultation.
A little rejuvenation direction.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us. We have been We have been talking with Dwayne Butler. And do come back. Do come back and we'll do another session, get some more goods for people.
I would love to. Anytime.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.